We're continuing our special mahalach to pay attention more to the tremendous chasadim we receive daily, hourly, and even every second from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trying to go through our days, paying attention, not taking for granted so many of those things in daily life. Every situation gives us more, gives us a feeling more closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being more thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and more simchas hachayim and peace of mind. Another night we went through the experience of going to sleep and getting up. Not only the complicated physical processes, not only the spiritual thing of getting back to neshama, but even those that are concerned what can happen in the course of the night, we also went through that, Baruch Hashem, everyone got up healthily, intact. And that's the time that we went through the night in the proper fashion, getting up again, having everything back again, even more refreshed. Now's the time to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the regular Moed Ha'ani that we say to get back on Neshama. The Yerushalmi brings a Moed Ha'ani that just like we went into the darkness of the night and now we came out of the darkness, we're in the light of the day. Even that is something to pay attention. The light is back. The sun is shining. The more we pay attention to it, the more Simchas HaChaim we'll have. We'll be happy, more content with what we have, because we're starting to pay attention more that we have so much. It was Menuchas HaNefesh, peace of mind, that Hashem is always with us, like we say in the morning. Rabbe Munosecho, Hashem is so trustworthy, so reliable, day after day, whether we deserve it or not. Yesterday we said the pasuk of Itois LaTzara, the different times of Tzara, and we said Itois LaTzara don't have to be dafka, going through something which is earth-shattering, like the situation that Eretz Yisrael is going through now. But Chazal say that even simple things that the average person doesn't pay attention to, like going to the bathroom, is also shaykh to that. The fact that our kidneys are working and our digestive system is working is very complex, not to be taken for granted. Chmon l'slan, a person that's not working, can't live. And Baruch Hashem, day after day, where blood is many times in the course of the day is getting filtered out through the amazing kidneys that we have. And the digestive tract is also, Baruch Hashem, working and putting into the body what's necessary for life, the basic components of life, and getting rid of all the parts that are not necessary or detrimental to the body. With that, we have that beautiful bracha of Asher Yotzar, Shalom B'chochma, tremendous wisdom that Hashem put into designing the human body. We mentioned a little bit of it last time. The pasuk we're talking about today is one level up. V'yiftachu b'cho yoidei shemecho, ki lo yozavta doshecho Hashem. Yiftu b'cho yoidei shemecho, the ones who know your name, they will put their trust in you. They will rely on you, because you never have forsaken those who follow you. Follow Hashem, look after Hashem, pay attention to Hashem. Truth of the word Yoidei Shemecha can literally be translated as people who know your name. The name of Hashem means not just what he's called, but the external actions that Hashem does. Hashem himself is something we can't know. Shemecha are the different things that he does and interacts with the world, the things that he created and the thing that he does to keep us going. Yoidei also can mean to know. The term is also used in the Torah to have a close relationship with, a relationship of love. And Beitzim Yoidei Shemecha means the ones who really know and pay attention to all the wonderful Maisim Tov Makodesh Boch in the world. That's what the Rambam says. If you want to love Hashem, pay more attention to this amazing world, to the unlimited amount of stars out there that Hashem created, each one in the right place, the right amount of energy, interacting in the right fashion. The beautiful sky, the color of the sky, the trees around us, also the pleasant look of the tree, the intricacy of the different mechanisms within the trees, which is the trees, as we know, are involved in so many of the essential cycles of life. The oxygen, carbon dioxide cycle through the leaves, through the roots, nitrogen fixation cycle, all different things, so complex, that are made to keep the world going. The different wildlife around us, if someone pays attention, just watch a bird take off, it's such an amazing thing. Or think why you can't do the same thing, however you want to look at it. Yodei Shemecha, we're looking at the beautiful Bria of Hashem. And through the idea, the more we know, the more we pay attention to, the more we try to understand the complexities of the creation, the Chochmah, and the Chasodim there, that brings us to the second stage. From the idea of knowledge brings us to the idea of connecting, of feeling close, of loving Hashem for creating such a world. And we have even more than that, the spiritual side of the world. That's the second way of getting to love Hashem, appreciating the Torah that we have, with all its Chochmah, all the greatness written in there, specifically, personally designed to make us the great people that we are. So in the morning when we're getting up, like we said, we got up, Asher Yotza, we paid attention to the gift of going to the bathroom, Birchas HaTorah we mentioned, was Zeicha to be the Am HaTorah, now they receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have Birchas HaShachar, Yodei Shemecha, the Yediyah, starts from Ashenos and Lasech V'Noah L'Avchim V'Yom V'Loila, which could mean that the rooster knows the difference between day and night, which is one thing. But Sechvi also means the heart. The heart represents the human ability to infer things, to understand things deeper than just the surface level. And that's worth thanking Hashem. You gave me the tomb of the heart, represents once again that ability to look into the Bria, look into the Torah, and see what's behind it, that great HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind it. And we're thanking Hashem every morning that we have our Seichel. Because if we wouldn't have our Seichel, no matter what we do, we won't be able to appreciate this world. So we just go for the world like all the rest of the animals that don't even pay attention to come out everything that's going around other than that which is directly related to their life and death. So this is our way of bringing ourselves to a higher level of Bitochen. Yodei Shemecha. Searching, paying attention to, analyzing the beautiful Bria and the beautiful Torah that we have with all its wisdom and chasodim. And through that, we develop a feeling of love and desire to get even closer to Hashem. And also it causes us, Kilo Zafto Doshecho Hashem. Hashem has never forsaken those who go after Him, try to bring themselves close to Him. And Bemet, the more we pay attention to, the more we see that, whoa, it's Bemet true. My entire life, Lo Yizavta Derech Shecho, Hashem has never forsaken me. We have gone through sometimes easier situations, harder situations, but we're all here, Chayim V'Kayomim, and Hashem is with us. Lo Yizavta Derech Shecho, Hashem. Hashem with His Rachmim never leaves us. If we're with Him, we're Doirish Him. We want to know more about Him, appreciate Him more, Hashem is more with us. So you should be zeicha this day through all the Birchas HaShachar. Today we're talking about the first one of them. The gift that Hashem gave us with intelligence to be able to comprehend the Bria that we're in, to infer from things we see the great Kodesh Baruch Hu is behind it. And with that come to a deeper love of Hashem and a deeper feeling that Hashem never leaves us alone. We're always with Hashem. Amir Hashem, that will give us that peace of mind to go forward. With our families also, it's a responsibility of all of us to have that peace of mind so that we can give it over to our families. And Amir Hashem, we'll all grow from this. We'll go closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll get much greater Siyata Shemaya. And Amir Hashem, big Yeshua's Bekorah.